The brain and the organs. Rabbeinu brings verses, psukim from the Torah, from the Bible, from the whole Tanakh, that prove that each one of our internal organs, not internal, our sense organs, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, which are in the face and they depend on the brain, they all have a connection to the brain. This is the head. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu. Zeh b'chinat rosh dvarcha emet. Your first words should be truth. So you see that words, rosh is first. The rosh also means head. Dvarcha, your words. Word is the mouth, sense of the speech, right? The sense that we use with our mouth. The organ that we use our mouth has a connection in the pasuk to the head. Rosh dvarcha. Okay. That's the aspect of the brain which is said regarding your mouth. Before wisdom comes Yirat Shamayim. Before wisdom, Yirat Shamayim is more important. That's where brain is in the pasuk regarding the nose. Why? Because nose, Yirat Shamayim, because nose is, we know that the Mashiach says, Barichob Yirat Hashem, Mashiach will be able to smell. And Yirat Shamayim. So also here we see Reshit Chochma. Reshit is also Rosh. Rosh, head. And Chotem, and Yirat Shamayim, Yirat Hashem is the nose. Zeh b'chinat Hochach l'chacham ve'yaveka. Rebuke the wise one and I love you. That's the aspect of head, which it says by the ears. Because the Chacham is the head of everyone. Right? And so the pasuk to listen to the words of the chachamim, the listening is with the ears. And that's the aspect of a tepakach na'inei shneim, their eyes open. Okay? That's the aspect of brain, which is said regarding the eyes. Because these are the seven candles, because mouth and two nostrils of the nose, and the two eyes, and two ears, are the aspect of the seven lamps. And the menorah itself is the head. The head is the menorah. Meaning the moyach. Whatever, that's all they said. Aikali nanenu, the main thing regarding what we need to learn out of this. Shekor itlavu talev, all the excitement of the heart, kluya b'dushat hamuach, it depends on the purity of the brain, which depends on us guarding our seven openings. Shekechol shezocher yotzer lekadesh et shivat hanerot halalu, the more a person merits to sanctify these seven lamps, seven candles, right? Kach zocher lemoach yoter kadosh, so he merits a more holy brain, l'shefa eloki. Ba'al yedei zeh zocher l'hitlahavut halev, and through this he merits excitement of the heart. Ba'al yedei zeh l'hitalo halev, and through this his heart is purified, like it's brought in Torah 156, and this is the lashon Rabbeinu. Lev tahor b'ral Elohim, a pure heart Hashem create for me. Because what a person, listen to this, very important, Rabbeinu says, unbelievable. What a person talks between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just him and Hashem, is the aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. So we all have Ruach HaKodesh, Ashwa? Ah, Yaakov, we all have Ruach HaKodesh. You talk with Hashem, that's Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? And David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, that his Ma'ala, he was huge, David HaMelech, and he wrote Sefer Tehillim, right? Which is Ruach HaKodesh. Why is it Ruach HaKodesh? Because it's what he spoke with Hashem. That's why it's Ruach HaKodesh. And also each one, according to his level, is also his aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. Like it says in Tehillim, Lecha Amar Libi. To you my heart said. So the Rabbeinu learns out of this, that what Rashi says, Lecha Bishvilicha Vishlichutcha Amar Libi. All the things that the heart tell you, this is the words of Hashem Bach Mamash, they ask for Ruach HaKodesh. Didn't Rav Dor say this today in the Shir? Right? Rav Dor said this today in the Shir. That what your heart tells you is Hashem telling you. To listen to your heart, to look inside, to see what Hashem is telling you. No one could teach you what's right regarding a lot of things. Torah, Allah, Rav could tell you, but where to live, what to do, and what to exactly. How to make my order of the day. No one can teach you. Hashem can tell you. Where? In your heart. says in the pasuk, lecha amar libi. Ve'tzarich lechadesh tamid. One has to renew it, his speech all the time with Hashem, to ask from Hashem every time with pleadings. Words, divrei ritzuim chadashim. Okay, newer pieces. And to merit to this, to always have new things to talk with Hashem. No, we always want to have new things. Tzarich taharat alev. We need purification of the heart. So how do we reach purification of the heart? It's through when his heart gets all fire, flamed up towards Hashem. Through this, he purifies the heart. It burns all the bad. And correspond to that, if your heart is not yours, if someone's heart, chas v'shalom, is burning, doing an aveira, chas v'shalom means contaminating, how do you say? Contaminating. He's contaminating his heart. No? So, as opposed to that, he's supposed to see that his heart is going into fire for something else, he has to make it fire for Hashem. Ki adei chayimut alev, through the heat of the heart, through this, a person, he sends away the spirit of contamination. Because the nature of the fire is that he pushes away the air.
Good. Like we know,
like a bullet works, right? How does a bullet work? There's something in there, there's pressure, there's a lot of very high pressure, and it bursts open. No, that's not how it works. It bursts open. Everyone knows that the fire consumes the air. The heat consumes the air. And when a person has a purified heart, then he merits to talk each time, new talks, to ask with Ruach Kodesh. And that's what it says, Lev Tahor Bali Elokim, a pure heart, Hashem, great for me. And then, Ruach Nachman Chadesh Rekubi. And then you'll have, it says, through Hashem purify my heart, and through that I'm going to have a new spirit to talk, a new chidushim to say, Ruach HaKodesh. And a person does not serve Hashem with excitement, his heart stays full of contamination. Therefore, he could work years after years, and every time he'll see that his heart is still blocked, it's still contaminated. He still loves all the bad loves, all the prohibited stuff. All this is because he's not married yet to purify his heart. And the only way to purify your heart from all the contaminations is through serving Hashem with excitement. And that one merits when he purifies the seven openings. Lai, lai, la, lai, 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 lai. Beautiful Torah.
Is that good? It's the start and then the 30 minutes to
start. So, for today.